You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Speaking of good gigs, though, on the line right now, we have got Robin from Grawlix's. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm really great. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Excited to be chatting to you about a show you're playing tomorrow at the Wine Cellar, a very wonderful venue, and sort of celebrating a new single and a new kind of record coming out in the future. How are you guys feeling as a band?
Oh, we're feeling really great. We had a practice late last night, scrambling away, getting everything together. The album's taken so long. It's taken about, I think, 3 years to come together.
Nice.
Yeah, well, we did rhythm tracks back, I think, in 2018, and then we ended up doing vocals at the studio, this was at the surgery in Wellington here. You probably know about it.
Very good spot.
And we ended up great spot with Lee, and Lee's amazing and was super helpful, and then we ended up just getting back. We didn't have any microphones because we just don't have the money, so we had to go back into the studio when it was free, like when it was available and cheap, and do the vocal recording then. So it took about a year to do all the vocals and then to get all the music together, and we're finally ready now and almost finished a music video now as well. It's really great.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds like it's been a labour of love, but worth waiting for.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about who Grawlix's are as a group? Because you call yourselves a Wellington via Dunedin band. How did you all come together?
Oh, well, it started with Penelope and I. We started the band, I think, maybe seven years ago in Dunedin. And we played as a duo for a long time and recorded our first album in a spare bedroom back in the day. And then we both ended up moving to Wellington and started playing with our friend Alex Fartstra, who was an amazing violinist who plays in Orchestra Wellington. And then more recently, we've involved a rhythm section like Hikarangi from French Rabbits and Emma, who's been through the Emma Hadaway, who's Adam Hadaway's sister. I don't know if you know these people, but
very good, nice musical family there.
Yeah, very musical family. Yeah, so I've got some jazz heads in the rhythm section, and the band's sounding really great. So it's taken a wee while, but we're finally all together and rearing to go.
And how would you, I guess, describe the type of things you write about? Do you sort of have a bit of a overarching vision for the project, or does it just sort of come naturally song to song?
I think it's more naturally song to song. Penelope and I, back in the day, we used to be in a relationship, so we had a lot of relationship songs, but these days and on the new album, I think there's way more topics to cover and immortalise the single that we're promoting. Penelope wrote most of that, almost all of it, and that's about like obsessions with cameras, because we toured Europe a few years ago, and at the time I mentioned to her that she spent a lot of time looking through a camera lens and not being so present, and then that harkened back, and she used to have the same criticism of her dad, so it's a bit like the song's about what goes around comes around in a sense, so very different, yeah.
That's really interesting. It must be kind of interesting to reflect on that time as from this sort of position we're in 2020 of looking at your, you know, previous tours overseas and time spent overseas. It must be quite weird to be looking at it from this place right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a way better place. The band, it feels really great because Penelope and I were together for a while, but we've been apart for ages now, so the working relationship's way better, and it feels really fun again with the other people in the band, and it's cool to do these music videos and finally get the ball rolling, you know?
So totally.
Yeah, it feels the healthiest it's ever been, definitely.
And you've been working a bit with Home Alone Records, which is a very cool Wellington-based imprint who've been putting out some lovely music across this this year. How has that sort of relationship come about?
Well, met Brooke Singer, who's one of the figureheads of Home Alone, one of the founders of Home Alone Records, back when I approached her randomly on Facebook asking if Grawlix could open for French Rabbit at Taste Merchants, which is a venue in Dunedin that no longer exists.
Right.
And we played the show, and obviously we do similar music, and then we ended up, Penelope and I ended up being in her band for the European tour, and we've just kind of kept in touch since, and we all live in Wellington, and
nice.
We play shows together, and Penelope actually also plays, so does Hikarangi, they both play in French Rabbits, so it's pretty incestuous, everyone knows everyone, but it's just like a nice supportive community here in Wellington, and we do the old thing together, but Brooke's a big figure in that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, if people want to come and see you performing live, you're playing tomorrow at the Wine Cellar with support from Marley as well. And people can grab tickets from Under the Radar, is that right?
That's right, $15 through Under the Radar and $20 on the door.
Excellent stuff.
And Marley's a he's amazing. I don't know if you've heard the new EP. I've listened to it the last couple of Sundays. It's really beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous. So come early, support all the bands. It's going to be a really good one. Hey, Robin, thank you so much for chatting to us. We're going to listen to Immortalized now. When can we expect a new record on, to listen to, full-length thing?
Mid-next year, I think. We're going to try and squeeze out a few more music videos before then.
Awesome.
Hopefully get some funding for those, otherwise we'll just be scrambling away on our cameras and friends and stuff, and that'd be cool anyway. But yeah, mid-2021 is the default date at the moment.
That sounds fantastic. Well, we hope the show goes well tomorrow, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Cool, thanks very much, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Standing on the rocks just to tempt the sea, you took shots of me. I reached out my hand far as I could stand it. You
track from Grawlix's. That is Immortalized. You can catch them tomorrow at the Wine Cellar. $15, supported by Marley Marley. Get your tickets from Under the Radar.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.